I briefly talk about the meaning of Kalyana Mitra in the most simple and the most direct term. Kalyana Mitra means a good spiritual friend. It is through a spiritual friend in the form of a human being that we come into contact with Buddhism. Of course, there are different grades, there are different levels of Kalyana Mitra. For example, the Buddha himself is the greatest Kalyana Mitra of all. If he had not decided to share his enlightenment experience, then we won't be sitting here today. There will not be a religion, a universal religion that had passed down, that had been passed down from his time for over 2,500 years. So the Buddha himself, when he decided to share his experience, when he decided to teach, he was the first Kalyana Mitra, and he was the greatest Kalyana Mitra of all. So our spiritual teachers, they belong to the second level of Kalyana Mitra. By following a teacher, we can learn the proper Dhamma. We can progress faster than if we had tried to learn it by oneself. But at the next level, at a very ordinary, what seemingly, you know, we may see as a very ordinary level, all of us are Kalyana Mitras to each other. So whether we are a temple residence or a staff who is devoting full-time working in Tanxiang Temple, or member in any one of the sections of this great family, we call this Kalyana Mitra Retreat because we want everyone to inculcate the spirit of Kalyana Mitra, of being good spiritual friends to each other. And the reason we are holding this retreat is that we are first and foremost a religious, a Buddhist organization. So spiritual practice is very important. And when we practice together, there is a strong energy that lifts us up. If you were to practice alone at home, it is very easy to become lazy. When you feel tired, you say, let's have a rest. And 10 minutes later, I come back and meditate, or I come back and do Buddha recitation. But that 10 minutes become 10 hours. So this is the way it is. But when we practice together, then the energy is very strong. So it's important for us to practice together. But of course, after that, the energy we derive, we should continue to practice even on individual basis. This Kalyana Mitra Day is also one for sharing and deep communication with our spiritual friends. And we hope that if we continue to do this well, we can grow this Kalyana Mitra circle. So the common practice that we have chosen is Nian Pho, recitation of Buddha's name. So we have arranged for this morning session and also an afternoon session. The evening session will be mainly sharing. Since we expect more people to join us in the afternoon and in the evening, I will continue to share with you some of my thoughts on this Kalyana Mitra Day later on of the day. So we can start our Nian Pho now.